we're continuing Chayavim Chalam Abeis, and we're starting Simin Lamed Gimel. So the Chayavim says, "Also Ladaber Bein Tfilas Yudches and the Tfilas Apayim." So that a person cannot speak in between Shmoneh Esrei and Tachanun. So that's a reason why a person. Another reason why a person can talk during Chazar Sashatz, but even before Chazar Sashatz, even if a person is davening Biachidus, a person should not be having any conversation between Shmoneh Esrei until he says Tachanun. The Rambam actually brings Tachanun as an extension of Shmoneh Esrei. Now, the Chayotim in parentheses brings a story which indicates this halacha. And there's also some other points which we can learn from this story as well. So let's just say over the story. The Gemara in Bamatzia, then the fourth parak, Parak Hazov, the Gemara says a story between the Chalkis and Reliezer and the Chachamim in regards to a certain type of Tumah and Tahara question. And Reliezer, after all the arguments, felt that he was right. And the Gemara says that really there is heavenly indications that he was right. But the Bezdin said the Lord B'Shamayim he. So Rabbi Eliezer still refused to accept the Pesach of Beis Din, and they put Rabbi Eliezer in Cherem. So that Rabbi Gamliel was the Av Beis Din. He was the Nasi, and so therefore he would be held responsible for these actions which were taken. And the Rabbi Gamliel's sister was married to Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Gamliel's sister recognized that Rabbi Eliezer was in pain for what had happened, was pained by it. And she was concerned that the Kadosh Baruch Hu would put some type of retribution upon her brother, Rabbi Gamliel, for the pain that he caused to Rabbi Eliezer, albeit he was doing it correctly by making sure that there would not be different opinions, etc. But still, pain was caused, and there could be punishment. So she was concerned about this possibility. So she made sure that Rabbi Eliezer did not say Tachanun. How does she do that? So the Mefarshim explain, the Sheet of Gnesses explains that as soon as Rabbi Eliezer finished Shmoneh Esrei, she would engage Rabbi Eliezer in conversation. And once that would happen, so he would not say Tachanun anymore, because there cannot be any interruption between Shmoneh Esrei and Tachanun. He would not say Tachanun. And had he said Tachanun, which is an act of calling out about his difficulties in his life, so Rabbi Eliezer would have been punished. The Gemara continues and says that there was one time she believed that Rosh Chodesh was a two-day Rosh Chodesh, and really was only one. So she believed that that day was Rosh Chodesh, and really was only Rosh Chodesh the following day. She believed Rosh Chodesh was on the 30th day, and really was on the 31st day. So on the day that there's Rosh Chodesh, because there's elements of Simcha in the day, you don't say Tacharon. So she did not see a need to prevent her husband, Rabbi Eliezer, from saying Tacharon. But meanwhile, Rabbi Eliezer said Tacharon, and Rabbi Gamliel was Nifter. And the Gemara says at the end of this thought, and we see that Shari or not, all of the Shorim, even if all of the Shorim in Shemayim are closed, but if the person has been dealt with pain has been inflicted upon him, he's had, and Oinah has been done to him, Oinah has been mortar. That's the context of the Gemara over there. So that would be responded. So you see from this Gemara multiple things, that the point that Chayyot is bringing out is that once you speak between Shmoneh Esrei and Tachanun, you cannot say Tachanun anymore. That's number one. We'll talk about clarify that point afterwards. Second thing you point out, we see that a day of Simcha we don't say Tachanun. That's the Makor for certain days in the year we don't say Tachanun. The amount of conversation, we have to clarify exactly what this conversation was. And then, maybe most important, we see the power of Tachanun, that he was in a situation of pain, and when he said Hashem Marab Tzorai, that was enough to bring out a call down heavenly retribution upon Rabbi Gamliel. So as Hashem, in the next year, we're going to clarify exactly what is prohibited in regards to deeper. Meanwhile, have a good day.